Anjui James Song is with JIS Media News for Thursday, September 20. Coming up, Prime Minister opens region's first FESTO-authorized and certified training center, government to support wellness activities in the workplace, and land being identified for new courthouse in St. James. The news in detail after the break.
Applicants for general driver's licenses to operate a motor vehicle 4,000 kilograms and over are being advised that testing within the Kingston Metropolitan Region will now be conducted at the Harbourview Way Station. For more information, call the Island Traffic Authority's corporate office at 876-754-2814 or the Harbourview Way Station at 876-928-6413. A message from the Island Traffic Authority.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness officially opened the region's first FESTO-authorized and certified training FACT Center at the Caribbean Maritime University CMU in Kingston on Wednesday. The state-of-the-art facility will deliver international certification in industrial automation at Mechatronics and is the result of a partnership between the CMU and globally renowned German training institute FESTO Didactic. Prime Minister Holness says the opening of the center is in keeping with the national outlook and commitment of the government to develop the country's human resources and make institutions internationally competitive.
The FESTO Center, or the FACT Center, will have the capacity to train and certify over 4,000 learners per year. That's significant. The career opportunities are vast and varied for FESTO-certified graduates who will have global currency with the dynamic blend of a professional and academic qualification from an internationally recognized entity.
Other key partners in the development of the FACT Center include the Petro-Caribe Development Fund, which provided $402 million of the over $700 million US dollar expenditure on the facility, and HeartTrust NTA. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says the government will be providing assistance to workplaces looking to start their own wellness programs. Dr. Tufton is encouraging human resource managers to develop and lead wellness activities.
Because this is truly a universal effort. This is an effort that requires no single player. It requires all of us. And it has to start from the key decision makers, and the key decision makers must be the key influencers. We are faced in Jamaica with a crisis of public health and wellness that requires a response and the appropriate leaders to lead that response.
Dr. Tufton was delivering the keynote address at the 2018 Caribbean Wellness Day Symposium. Caribbean Wellness Day was conceptualized in 2008 to increase awareness about non-communicable diseases, NCDs, in the region and to mobilize and strengthen public, private, and civil society partnerships to combat the illnesses. The principal of a primary school in St. Thomas, where pills were recently distributed to children by an unauthorized person, is reporting that all affected students are back at school and have been doing well. 19 children became ill after ingesting the pills on September 14. Symptoms included abdominal pain and drowsiness. All except one child was clinically well on assessment by medical practitioners. That child was diagnosed and treated for mild allergy.
Three children had reported back to the hospital with those results and were reviewed and they were fine. We haven't gotten any other reports from any of the other parents and they were not taken back to the hospital.
Chief Medical Officer in the Health Ministry, Dr. Jacqueline Bisesa McKenzie. In the event of an accidental or intentional ingestion of suspicious items by children, parents are being advised to seek immediate medical attention. And Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the government is actively searching for suitable land for the construction of a state-of-the-art court in St. James. Mr. Chuck says a new court is urgently needed in order to improve access to justice for citizens. The new court will facilitate Court of Appeal sittings in the parish.
I'm aware that the Judicial Service Commission is likely to appoint more Court of Appeal judges. When that is done, the likelihood is that we can have three or four panels. And I know that the President and the Court of Appeal are looking at maybe having sit-ins in St. James. One of the difficulties about sitting in St. James is the inadequate provisions.
Mr. Chuck was speaking at a ceremony for the installation of 22 new Justices of the Peace for Trelawney recently. Meanwhile, the Justice Minister says all courts are to be outfitted with cameras as part of efforts to boost security. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.